Jim and I now discuss highly visible examples of partnering that we all encounter daily.
There's a store, similar to Safeway's, called Sainsbury's here in the UK, and they partner with a company called Starbucks. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that name.
I think that might be true, and some of us might be familiar with Sainsbury's as well. It's an awfully lovely store.
Right. So Starbucks have teamed up with Sainsbury's. In actual fact, now I think about it, they've done so in Sainsbury's as well. In this particular partnership in the UK, the Starbucks cafeteria is attached to the Sainsbury's store, so it's a full-blown cafeteria. What it ends up doing is offering quality coffee, fresh coffee that you can drink in the store. What's actually happening as a result of that with regard to Sainsbury's customer base is they're getting a slightly better class of customer, because a slightly better class of customer goes to a Starbucks cafeteria or Starbucks store. So that's good from Sainsbury's perspective. From a Starbucks perspective, of course, it means they've got more outlets, more customers to sell to, less real estate costs, etc. And of course, for the customers, they get the opportunity to relax while they're doing their shopping. They can come in, they can sit down, they can have a nice cup of coffee instead of a slightly lower quality sort of thing you'd regularly get from a normal coffee shop in a store like Safeway's or Sainsbury's.
Mm-hmm.
So that works well for everybody, including, of course, the customer.
Well, and also from a national identity perspective, and I can say this since my surname is Warren, and that's just a tad English, it just means in general that the British population is being exposed to what a better cup of coffee might taste like, and maybe that'll just be good for the nation indeed.
Well, I wasn't going to say it's heaven for me, but it's been a while for Starbucks to arrive here.
Yes.
Sorry, and another example is Safeways and British Petroleum, BP. You've seen BP gas stations over there in the States, and of course you've seen Safeways over there in the States. But what we have now is convenience stores popping up in gas stations. The convenience store itself takes up most of the gas station space in terms of the shop frontage area, if you like, or the shop area. But what's happening now is that Safeways have got more outlets through the BP gas stations. BP, of course, get a wider range of customers. People are going to buy their gas at that particular location because they can kill two birds with one stone and do some domestic store shopping as well. So they can get those essential products that they need at not too much of a higher price than they would pay in a regular Safeway. So now it's really convenient for the person who's busy coming back from the office, filling up the gas tank, and picking up some food. So that works out nicely for everyone as well.
Right, and I can see that having, you know, I typically get to Europe two or three times a year, and it most often includes a trip to the UK, and I can see how that would be, you know, given the way the society works, it's slightly different than in the United States. I can see how that sort of a partnership would actually have some very, very interesting synergistic advantages over time, and people, you know, probably slightly change the way people think about using convenience stores, I would think.
Yeah. That's certainly true, and the picture here is somewhat different to the regular convenience store that folks in Britain would think about. Another one is McDonald's and Coffee Republic here in the UK. Coffee Republic is setting up cafeteria areas within McDonald's restaurants. So now what's happening is McDonald's is losing less custom than they might have, to Starbucks. They make Coffee Republic into an ally rather than competing with them because, of course, McDonald's do sell coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So Coffee Republic, yet again, gets more outlets, more visibility. And they're right next door or inside a McDonald's, which is quite a well-known name. The customer, of course, gets to choose whether they want to drink the regular McDonald's coffee or whether they want to have something a little bit better. And in addition, if they don't particularly feel like eating, they can sit in the relaxing area and have a coffee instead. So it works out for everyone again. It's getting populations of people mixing in an environment and All Players Winning.